vision. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.
During a time of unparalleled hardship, the San Diego police sheriff has come out and said that he's going to lock you up for 6 months and fine you $1,000 for going outside and getting some fresh air by the beach. And the question is, have we become China in our response to the coronavirus at this point, when you have on Twitter the sheriff, county sheriff of San Diego police coming out there saying that they're going to put you in jail for 6 months because you needed to get some fresh air because maybe you're going a little stir crazy. I don't think you can be blamed for that. Most people, I would say 99% of people, at least where I'm from, are trying to do the right thing. They're trying to stay in to the best of their ability to save lives. And they're treating this as it should be treated, as a voluntary shelter in place, because there's no martial law. The president has not come down and done an official national lockdown. This is a local order, some counties, some states. It's state by state, county by county. And if you're in a shelter in place, I would say comply. I would, because it's a serious threat what's going on. But the local officials have got it to come into their heads, at least the ones in San Diego, really let it get to their heads with their power, saying that locking up people, throwing them in jail. One guy was on a paddle boat by himself in the middle of the ocean. They got resources, used lifeguards and police to lock that guy up. They're giving people that are getting fresh air, just walking towards the beach, threatening them with 6 months in jail and broadcasting that all over Twitter. And they don't think they're going to have a problem, a reaction to that. You should see the response, because by and large, again, most people are respecting the shelter in place, abiding by the social distancing guidelines, listening to their commander in chief. But now you have Gavin Newsom violating the U.S. Constitution, locking people up over an unconstitutional shelter in place. And I believe Gavin Newsom should be recalled. Any governor that's allowing people to be threatened with significant jail time for minor infractions, that's completely unconstitutional in so many ways. And not just that, you could argue it's in flagrant violation of the Constitution. It's not even a close one. It's designed in a way that's hostile to our Constitution, and by carrying out would be unconstitutional. And I don't mean to just say Constitution, 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 except in this case, yeah, it really comes down to that. Now, it brings you to this question, which is an uncomfortable question. Maybe you're not going to like it. It's problematic. Do police have our best interests right now? Is police culture in line with American values? Are police trained in the Constitution? Do they know that they're swore an oath to protect the Constitution? We all need to. I believe it's basically the law of the land, is it not? Or is it just something you put on the mantelpiece as a decoration? No, it's still the law of the land. Why are police so willing to go along with these unconstitutional orders to lock people up for 6 months for getting some fresh air? So I ask again, is police culture in line with American values? Or do we need to take a close look at that? Right now, people are really struggling, right? Mental sanity, economic health, physical health, and in addition to whatever else, people are going through. This is on top of all of that. You don't need to be putting out threats over there for $1,000 and 6 months. It's not right. It's un-American. And I woke up grumpy when I saw that this was happening. And, should I share the information on the mayor of San Diego and give you the phone number? Because I called him. I gave him a piece of my mind. I told him what I'm telling you right now. People, by and large, are obeying. And the first, the quickest way, you could say, to get people to actually start disregarding this order and to demonstrate civil disobedience is to tell them that this isn't, they're not, you're not asking anymore. You're telling them, stay indoors or else. Or else what? What's next? If 6 months doesn't do it, are you going to start shooting us like they did over there in China? It's un-American to threaten jail time for getting fresh air. Now, I understand if they need to, you know, write a ticket or something like that. Most police tickets, you know, I mean, you're talking about something very minor. You know, I wouldn't go on the airwaves screaming about it. And then you wouldn't have civil disobedience, right? But if you're going to take draconian measures, you're going to get a draconian response. And that's what they're getting from me right now. And I think they're going to get that from you. I would encourage you to call the mayor's office in San Diego. You can find it. The numbers are out there. I had it in front of me, but I misplaced it or else I'd give it to you. But just type in mayor of San Diego and give him a piece of your mind. I surely did. And you have to listen to a horrible voicemail that is read to you in English and Spanish, which doesn't make any sense. You should just be able to click two for Spanish or one for English. I don't understand why you have to listen to the whole damn, in like 5 minutes of voicemail recording in order just to leave a message. So he doesn't want to hear from you. So what does that mean? You should give him a call. And who else? Add Gavin Newsom. Give him a call because he's a bum. And I called him. I called Gavin Newsom. You can give him a call. Leave a voicemail. Actually, he's like an assistant will pick up and deliver the message to him for you. So let Gavin Newsom give him a piece of your mind, you know, about this. Because if it doesn't stop first in California, it's going to come to you. Make no mistake about it. Your state is next. It starts local, and then it goes up to the state level. And the question in my mind is, will President Trump be forced into issuing a national lockdown? Because that would be martial law. The Supreme Court, by and large, would support that. If the president's calling for it, that is in the Constitution. It's just that governors and local county officials, I don't see how they can issue an order like that, that you have to, abide by with such strict penalties for just getting some fresh air. So, look, I tend to make enemies. It's probably going to get me in trouble one day, but I'm a talker. I talk and I talk, and that's what I do. And so I guess it's going to get me in trouble. Look, I don't have money. I don't have power besides, this microphone, which is, you know, quasi power at best. But I can write and I can talk. And historically, that means trouble. If you got a population of people with not much money, not much power, but they can express themselves, they can talk and they're angry, that's not good. And I think you will have civil unrest. You are going to have civil disobedience. If other states follow what San Diego's doing, if other cities don't get the memo that this is a voluntary shelter in place, that the culture of America is not draconian lockdown, it's a self-sacrifice that we all are called upon, and most of us, 99% of us, we abide by that. So what's your take? Have I been a little bit too harsh on the San Diego police, or not harsh enough? There is no safety in the absence of liberty. And in fact, the more individual liberty you have, the less safe you may be in certain circumstances, but it's no trade-off. You can't give it up. The founding fathers gave us individual liberty, not because they thought it was going to protect us from every single bad thing that could happen to us. No. They gave it to us so that we'd be free, free to pick our own destiny. And freedom is worth being a little bit less than safe. Wouldn't you agree with that? What would you rather choose? Would you rather choose freedom or would you rather choose safety? And you say you'd like both. I know. Well, we all like both. right? That's what we're trying to do, a balance, aren't we? But we started off in the caves, didn't we? I mean, weren't we like cavemen originally? We were cavemen. Why aren't we in the caves anymore? It seems to me that humanity made a choice a long time ago that we wanted liberty, we wanted freedom, and we were willing to leave those caves because getting eaten by a lion, at least it's something to do. At least you're free to do it. And it got to have gotten really boring in those caves. Not much to do. Eventually somebody said, hey, I believe in freedom. He went outside the cave and he got eaten by a lion. Maybe that set back the cause 1,000 years. Who knows? But eventually more people got up the courage and they left the cave. Are we back in the caveman times right now? When will we get stir crazy enough to leave our caves and worth, you know, willing to take that risk of getting eaten by the lion, which you could say is a coronavirus, is no lion at all. And when you realize it's not a lion, and it's just kind of like a little pesky mosquito that is in fact making many people sick, just like Zika. Remember Zika virus? What happened to Zika virus? Zika virus, remember? Well, Zika is out and Corona is in. Be scared. Be very scared. Stay in your house or else get fresh air and you are subject to 6 months in jail. If political ideas were rated the way movies are, maybe my ideas would land somewhere near hardcore porn. What do you think about that? So is this a hardcore porn podcast? No. But do I put a warning in the beginning of the podcast? Yes. Because I'm talking about ideas that might not be politically correct. I don't know why we're living in a society right now so willing to throw the Constitution out the window and so willing to be ruled by people that seem to have a complete disregard for the law of the land, which is the Constitution. Do they even know? Maybe we all need to take a school in the Constitution. I will. I'm gonna read it up a little bit more so that I can tell you exactly how this is unconstitutional in exact ways. I mean, there's so many different ways it's violating the Constitution, and there's no way anybody who's fair and honest would believe that the Supreme Court would uphold 6 months in jail for someone who got some fresh air at the beach. So the fact that a police officer, a county police officer, would actually tweet that they're going to do that, threatening to lock people up for 6 months for getting fresh air by the beach, that seems to me that's not just unconstitutional. It's like an attack on the Constitution, because you know if it was taken to the Supreme Court, they would not uphold that. Everybody knows that. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to scare you into submission. That's not a tactic. That's not an American tactic. That's a Chinese tactic. That's an evil tactic. And I predict that there's going to be some changes over in San Diego. This police supervisor, county official, what's his name? Let me give you his name so you know what to look for. San Diego Sheriff. Oh, he hides behind his Twitter handle as San Diego Sheriff. He doesn't even... Bill Gore. Sheriff Bill Gore. Official San Diego County Sheriff Department. Okay? Let him know what you think. Is he doing the right thing here, locking people up for 6 months? No, he's not. And he's likely going to have to resign.
Kingston Country. You've been listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.